The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. March Madness is really right around the corner. Some interesting results from over the weekend. Found out a little bit about who's tough and who's not, to be honest with you. Saw some interesting stuff from Iowa State. Some really good stuff from Notre Dame, to be honest with you. Very impressive. And then obviously some of the usual suspects were doing what they do, to be honest with you. Gotta welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm up in the city of Sin and taking in some college sports, taking in some spring training baseball, and I'm just ready to rock for the next 2 hours here on the show.
Yeah, I mean, pretty cool stuff. Notre Dame playing really good basketball. Hopefully they haven't peaked too early. You know, that's the one thing you got to worry about now is when you play so well in these conference tournaments, did you peak too early? Or does that mean you're ready to rock? Does that mean you're ready to rock and roll when really, the time is to be at hand, and it's obviously March Madness starting right around the corner here, man. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Tons of things to talk about. We're just getting loose. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Ever wonder why people plant seeds indoors? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about getting a jump on your spring planting right after this.
Can you use a little help from Danny and his crew to tackle your honeydew list? One lucky person will get just that. Danny and the gang will come to your place for a day to help you take care of those repairs that have been piling up. Enter now at todayshomeowner.com/winDanny. Brought to you by Today's Homeowner, Tite Bond, Leviton, and Brome. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/22/15. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/rules.
Those gardeners who are planting their seeds inside right now aren't just bored. They're getting a jump on spring. Planting seeds is much more cost-effective than buying seedlings a month or two from now. But since the ground isn't warm enough yet to germinate the seeds, the solution is inside gardening. Seeds are relatively cheap, and it's rewarding to spend a buck or so and have dozens of transplants for the garden early in the growing season. Seasoned gardeners will stagger their indoor plantings at intervals of a week or so, since the very first transplants into the garden could get hit by a late frost. If all goes well, you'll get a head start on the season with healthy plants well before disease, bugs, and vermin become active, and you can start enjoying your fresh produce that much sooner. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he always does. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA. Follow all of us. Check us out. See what we do. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Making it easy for you to reach out and touch us and talk sports with us, to be honest with you. That's what we like doing. A lot going on, too. A ton going on. If you haven't been watching, a lot of conference tournament action happening. How impressed were you with Notre Dame, to be honest with you, Jeff? I was very impressed seeing how they ran through a couple of pretty good basketball teams, Duke and North Carolina, made them look pretty pedestrian, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, North Carolina played with them for a lot longer than Duke did, but very impressed with Notre Dame and how they played their conference tournament.
Yeah, Dorf, do you ever take these conference tournaments a little bit with a grain of salt? Obviously, the top two teams in the ACC did not play in the conference championship game, and I think that the committees are going to, you know, the committee is going to consider that. That said, I'm impressed with Notre Dame. I've been impressed with them all year. Congratulations to the folks in South Bend. Really, their first conference championship in any major sport since they're unaffiliated in football, and they had a tough time in the Big East in basketball. But the way that they ran through the Big East and you know, convincing win over North Carolina is a good punctuation. A good exclamation point on a great season.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's why I said earlier, you know, when I opened, did they peak too early? Are they playing well enough? Does that momentum keep going? I mean, you never really know when you think about it. But at the end of the day, look, you don't want to lose ball games. You know, obviously, you know, some people have thoughts about Kentucky being undefeated and saying, well, they should lose a game. Look, no one ever goes out there trying to lose. So I think you just go out and you play, and whatever happens, happens. But ultimately, you know, we've seen it many, many a time where, you know, one of these teams that like you said, isn't the front runners in those conferences, has a really solid tournament, and then they fall flat on their face come March Madness. But, again, impressed with the way that Notre Dame played. You know, they seem to make the plays when they had to make them, and ultimately, man, they played the best at their conference tournament. So I give them a lot of credit. What do you think about Wisconsin? Could they be a number one seed?
No, I think that they end up on the two line. The Big Ten championship game gets played on Sunday. It's one of the more meaningless games in all of college basketball because those two teams in the Big Ten, you know, unless you have a situation where a 6 or 7 seed, a bubble team jumps up to the Big Ten championship and locks himself up an automatic bid, but. You know, I like Wisconsin. I've said it all along. I think that they're going to be a 2 seed, and I think that they're likely going to be in the same bracket with Kentucky for regional reasons and, you know, and basketball reasons as well. And I think that they're a matchup nightmare for John Calipari's Wildcats. But, you know, that's a bridge we'll come to later. But I think Wisconsin's got a chance to win it all, but I don't see them as a 1 seed, especially given the way that Villanova ran through the end of the season, especially with how hot the Arizona Wildcats currently are. It's not a slight on Wisconsin. I just don't see them as a number 1 seed in this 2015 NCAA tournament.
Well, I would find it to be a shame if they had to play a Kentucky team before the To be honest with you, before the Final Four, because those are two teams that potentially should be playing for a national title. And I understand what you're saying, but truthfully, Wisconsin's going to travel well wherever they put them. You know it as well as I do. Kentucky, they're going to travel well wherever they put them too. So I think they got to figure out a way to make it so that these two teams wouldn't have to meet until the Final Four. And obviously, the very earliest, the Elite Eight. But go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, the Elite Eight features one of the most memorable college basketball games of all time. Of course, I'm talking about the Christian Laettner game, Duke, Kentucky, and Philadelphia.
Sure.
I mean, that was an Elite Eight game, and it's just as memorable. I think that the the tag of being in the Final Four is special, but going into those last 2 weeks, especially the second weekend, really signify when you're playing great basketball. And obviously that's something to do with featuring the best eight teams, or the final eight survivors anyway.
Yeah, I mean, again, with Virginia losing two of their last three games, one of their best players not playing the way that he was throughout earlier in the season, you don't think that potentially Arizona or Wisconsin sneaks into that number one seed and the final number one seed?
I think it's pretty much been the consensus that Duke and Virginia are going to get ones, but I don't disagree with you about Arizona, really, or Wisconsin. But you can't deny the way that Arizona's played. You know, they only have three losses. They're bad losses: Oregon State, Arizona State, and UNLV, which was interesting as the Wildcat fans celebrated here in Las Vegas on Saturday night. UNLV fans were quick to remind them what happened, in November, December.
You know what, though? With that being said, you know, Kansas goes down to Iowa State, who I was impressed with Iowa State, by the way, as well. I mean, they had a solid run in that tournament, trailing in every single game, double digits in some cases, and especially in the second half, like they were against Kansas, and never quit, played hard, and, you know, got it done. But my point is that, you know, Kansas only had, to be honest with you, six, maybe seven losses all season, a young team, and the toughest schedule in all of the country. So we'll see if they're tested a little bit, whereas a lot of people think, you know, hey, this Kansas Jayhawk team doesn't have a real solid push in them, but maybe
the
experience.
What does Kansas do well? I watched this Kansas team. I watched them falter against Iowa State. I watched them fail to close against Iowa State.
Yeah.
And I just don't see a team that's going to make a deep run. And Bill Self runs a great program there, but this is a down year. And, of course, it's a down year by Kansas standards. But I just don't look – I don't consider them in the conversation.
Look, I hear what you're saying. Again, I'm just trying to say it's toughest schedule in the country. Only six or seven losses, and you're talking about Arizona having three losses. So I'm just trying to make a point. Toughest schedule in the country. Maybe it pays dividends. Maybe it doesn't. We'll have to find out, man. That's why they got to play these games, right?
Absolutely.
So, again, man, just a very interesting time. We have Selection Sunday. We have so much happening in the sports world when you think about it, with NBA in full throttle. March is the beginning of everything when you think about it. You have baseball, spring training happening, and March also talks about free agency when you're talking NFL. And man, oh man, it has been a very interesting wild ride thus far. Jeff, could you ever imagine all the movement that we've had in free agency so far?
Well, the NFL has stolen the sports cycle.
Yeah.
And of course, the NFL teams, the big blockbuster trades, the big free agent signings that are still going on into the second and third week of free agency. Yeah, it's amazing the way the NFL has taken over the sports calendar, and with good reason. These trades, these big signings, these filling the gaps. I mean, Haloti Ngata is a huge story going to Detroit, but, you know, all you're going to talk about is how they've lost Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley.
Well, I mean, those are some big losses. And what you do notice as well here, and I don't know if you've caught this or not, but I do, because obviously it's a team that I'm very, very fond of, near and dear in my heart, the Green Bay Packers. And the one thing I'm noticing, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, other teams, when they have free agents, they leave. When The Green Bay Packers have guys like Randall Cobb who could go somewhere else and make more money. They stay because there's something special there. There's something different about that organization. And people want to play for the Green Bay Packers. Once they get there, they realize how special it is. And you just can't replace that, to be honest with you, man. And, you know, 11 guys returning on offense, all 11, to be honest with you, from the number one high-powered offense in the league. I don't know, man. A lot of things are about change, but there's also a lot of things that you just don't do. And sometimes less is more. And to me, that's what the Green Bay Packers have done so far, is a little bit less, but maybe more, keeping that cohesive unit together. But tons of things to talk about. On the other side, we're going to switch gears a little bit, hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he always is. He's in Las Vegas, taking in a little bit of the college basketball tournament stuff and a little bit of spring training. So if you want numbers, you want to know anything, we got Jeff Rich right where it's all happening, and maybe can give us some odds and whatnot. Going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, in just a moment, but we do want thoughts. We do want opinions. Definitely encouraged. Definitely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And let's go out to the phones real quickly, hook up with Chris in Flagstaff. I believe he wants to talk some college basketball and maybe some other stuff. Chris, what's on your mind, man?
Well, to your point about March being the beginning of everything, that's very true, but you left out arena football.
You are correct. I agree with you, man.
That's doesn't get enough credit, man, especially the Rattlers being the only bright spot for Arizona sports right now.
Agree, man. Going for their fourth in a row, and look, man, what they've been able to accomplish is absolutely remarkable. So I agree with you, man. It is arena football time, especially in Arizona.
Yes, sir. And then Wisconsin, about your Wisconsin number one bid. I'm watching ESPN right now as we speak and listening to your show at the same time. The analysts are saying it's going to come down to Villanova or Wisconsin as the final one seed, but we won't know.
Well, and Villanova won their conference tournament. Wisconsin still has Michigan State on the menu, and we'll see what happens there. But Jeff did say it very well. I believe that they probably already have their decisions made by the time that Wisconsin-Michigan State game is over. So I don't know how much it has it plays anyway. But look, I think Virginia played themselves out of it the way that they played down the stretch. And, you know, you have to reward teams like Wisconsin or Villanova for just being consistent throughout the whole season. So, I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, you should be playing your best basketball toward the end of the season, and that really is not the case for Virginia. I mean, Jeff, do you have an argument with that, or yes or no?
Well, I think you got to look at the whole body of work, but, you know, Michigan State's not going to be a team that can move the needle should Wisconsin handle their business in the Big Ten tournament. But, you know, I think that I agree with Chris to a certain extent about you know, just, you know, their minds probably already made up. I mean, in all honesty, what happens in that final weekend, except for I think it's bigger for the mid-majors than it is for the high majors.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it shakes, man. Villanova or Wisconsin or Virginia probably getting that final number one seed as far as the March Madness tournament goes. Anything else, Chris?
I was just curious, did you see that NAU controversy, the officials talking NAU the game and the chance at the Big Sky final?
I did not. Explain it. Did you see it, Jeff?
No.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I was watching the game. All right. The rule is if an ineligible player runs on the court, it was 59-59 with 1.5 seconds left. NAU gets the ball back. And an ineligible player from Montana runs all the way on the court in his business suit at midcourt when NAU is trying to dribble the ball. And the point guard from NAU had to avert him. But either way, there's six people on the court, plus he's ineligible. It's supposed to be a technical foul by rules. They didn't call it, but not only that, but right before that, they called a very questionable foul on Quinton Upshore of the Lumberjacks. His pinky maybe grazed the guy. And they called a tacky foul with 4 seconds left. And then Pat Murphy, NAU's coach, got into a fight with Montana's coach at the end of the game, and the bench was cleared, and it was ugly.
No, I'm going to do some research and look at that and find it and see if I can kind of get to the bottom of that. That sounds pretty crazy. I see nothing on it either, so I'm gonna do my homework and look it up. I appreciate
you. You go to the Big Sky conference. You just type in Big Sky on the computer, and it'll show all their highlights and the stories.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, appreciate it. Anything else on your mind, man, before we let you run?
Yeah, and then I'll give you two predictions here. I got Federer winning Indian Wells, and my final four is 3 Wildcats and Wisconsin.
3 Wildcats and Wisconsin.
Wildcats, U of A Wildcats, Villanova Wildcats, and Wisconsin.
Wow, interesting, man. Appreciate the phone call as always, Chris, and we'll catch up with you later, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
Good stuff. A lot of Wildcats on that guy's mind. What do you think, Jeff?
I think that's pretty accurate. Except I think that Wisconsin's going to end up in Kentucky's bracket. So I don't see it playing out quite that way. But when you're predicting 4 out of 68, I think that's I think it's always a ballsy venture.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. But let's hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Now, John, good morning. Sorry about that. Got to take those calls, though, because obviously that's what we're trying to do for the most part is get people involved and get people in the program. And Jeff's definitely in Vegas because you can tell, man, he's in the scene. You never know where he could be right now. But, again, appreciate him taking time out with us, even though he is in Vegas. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning to you. Good morning, Jeff. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Can't complain. Jeff may have had a better night than both of us, but who knows? Look, man, you know, I've been saying this every single time I talk to you, but we're getting closer and closer and closer to opening day. Now just a mere 21 days away. Man, oh, man, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm thinking at this point, to be honest with you. And I don't want to sound like a guy who's spoiled or anything, but it's starting to get tough to drive around when games are going. And, look, I live right by where the D-backs play, so I'm kind of a little bit of in my own problem here and in my own mess. But a lot of traffic, man, and a lot of people coming in and out for this spring training so far, and I've definitely felt it because, like I said, I live right by where the D-backs play, and a lot of people in town right now, here and there, for these games, and making my town a little bit too crowded, to be honest with you, John.
Well, I'm going to add to your problem because when we chat next week, I'll be part of your community, blame me if you want, but you can't really blame anybody for wanting to get down to the Phoenix area in the wintertime at the end of winter to see baseball and only 3 weeks to opening day. So complain as you might, there's a lot of us that really appreciate and are a little bit envious of what you folks live through in the wintertime. I'm sure there's many people in North America would love to do a trade with you anytime you want.
I bet, and this year, to be honest with you, has been really special when you think about it with the Super Bowl, all the stuff that we've had here to bring money into Phoenix, Arizona has just been absolutely remarkable. And, you know, the spring training thing happens every year, but this year it was kind of like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am effect with all of the different things that we had to bring people here to town, you know, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, just so many things happening here this year. So the economy has to be booming here in Arizona, but very close to opening day again, just 3 weeks away now. And what are you starting to see in spring training, John?
Well, I think we're starting to see the players that we are expecting to sort of be the first liners starting to play a little bit more. They're getting two or three at-bats now rather than one. They're pitching four or five innings, well, maybe not five, but three or four for the guys that they're expecting to be in the starting rotation. You know, we're not seeing any of these starters now limited to 25 pitches or 30 pitches or anything along those lines. So we're starting to see the guys that we expect to see on the field 3 weeks and 8 hours from now, and it's just getting to that point now where you can really get that feeling that we're not that far away. There's always that situation where you've got five guys playing for the last three spots on the roster, or three guys looking for those last two spots in the bullpen, or two guys looking for that spot as the last utility infielder, and those kinds of situations. There's still decisions to be made by most teams, do you carry two catchers or three, do you carry six infielders or five, you know, those kinds of questions. But for the most part, especially with the contracts that these guys have now, I think you find that most teams are pretty well set, and we're now at that spot where the big guys are in shape and the other guys are playing for those last three or four roster spots.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Jeff, go ahead, fire away at John.
Hey, John, you know, I'm in Las Vegas, and, I watch the Cubs and the A's, and I watch Chris Bryant hit his fifth and sixth home runs of the spring. Hey, can you tell me, can Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer afford to keep this guy off the opening day roster? I know service time is a concern.
Well, I'm beginning to think that there probably is a place for him, Jeff. I noticed that he didn't even start that game yesterday and came off the bench and hit the two homers. So, you know, maybe there is a spot for him. And, you know, if the Cubs are serious about winning and they're serious about the fact that you earn your spot in spring training as opposed to earning your spot by a reputation or by salary or contract status, I'm not sure they can afford to keep him off the team. You know, if the Cubs want to make a bang, getting out of the gate early is always a big thing with in any sport, but specifically in baseball. Hey, if this guy's hot right now, I suggest they play him.
Hey, John, you got a few more minutes to spend with us on the other side?
Yeah, no problem at all.
All right, sounds good. We're going to hold you over then. John Poulter, our professor of sports, going to hang with us a little bit, continue talking some Major League Baseball here on the program. So keep it close, man. So much to talk about. If you do want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Again, thoughts, opinions, encouraged, and welcomed. We love to hear from you. So let us know what's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Jeff Rich, John Poulter, the Dorf Man, pulling you through, talking sports here on a beautiful Sunday, at least where we're sitting. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
Hi there. I need business phone service that sounds great.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone provides optimized voice quality to guarantee you make yourself heard. For a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Get started today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
All righty, welcome back. little bit of Lou Gehrig there for you. And that obviously means we're talking baseball. We got John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, as he does each and every week. Gives us a skinny on what's going on in baseball. And sometimes we even talk hockey with you, but we've been doing a lot of baseball as of late because obviously about 3 weeks out now, 21 days, 10 hours, 18 minutes, and the seconds just keep on rolling by to opening day. Give me five things that you've learned about some teams that maybe you didn't know about them. And, pick out a few. It doesn't have to be five, but give me some things you've learned about teams so far in spring training that we didn't know earlier, John.
Well, that's a tough question. Boy, I don't know. I guess one of the things I've learned is that the Toronto Blue Jays need to find a different place for spring training. They've had two guys get some pretty serious injuries just from stepping on the sprinkler systems, then the Stroman got himself hurt practicing a bunt drill on Tuesday. He tore his ACL. He's out for the year. So I think that's sort of been one thing that has surprised me, that the Jays need to find either a better place or a different place, or be more careful with their drills. In terms of other teams, I'm not so sure that I would say that the Cubs have been a surprise, simply because they were so well hyped over the winter time in terms of where they've come together in terms of getting extra players and sort of trying to beef up and go for the win this year. I guess the Yankees have surprised me from the standpoint that the Rodriguez situation hasn't been quite the sideshow that I thought it was going to be. He has appeared to be playing reasonably well and keeping a very low profile. I watched a little bit of the Jays-Yankees exhibition game yesterday from Dunedin. Clearly, his rustiness showed up. He was on third base, and on a hit to right field or a fly ball to right field, he could very easily have tagged up and come home on it. And at the time the game was scoreless, it would have been the game's first run. He should have tagged up and scored. He didn't. He thought it was going to drop in, and by the time he realized that the right fielder had actually caught the ball, it was too late to get back and score. So I guess the Rodriguez situation surprises me a little bit. Other than that, I can't think of anything that really jumps out in terms of surprises, other than what we sort of expected in terms of teams that were rebuilding and how these stars have sort of switched teams and have started to pitch well. I guess the Washington Nationals aren't really a surprise, but from the standpoint that they're playing really well, I think they're a pleasant experience, I guess, would be the way to look at it.
Sure.
And I can't think of anything tremendously negative from the 15 or 20 games that I've had the opportunity to watch on TV.
What do you think of the Milwaukee Brewers banning the high fives? Is that along the lines of not wanting guys to get hurt?
Well, I'm not really sure what the reason for that is. When I first heard about it, I thought it might be because of a health situation that, if one guy had germs, they didn't want it being passed around. If you get hurt with a high five, maybe they're just being a little bit too enthusiastic with it. Personally, I've never been a big fan of high fives, certainly at the professional level in any sport. To me, it's very high school, very college. I've never been a big fan of it, in any of the major sports. You obviously don't see it in hockey because guys wear gloves, but it's popular in baseball, it's popular in basketball, it's popular in football. I'm not really sure what the reason for banning it was. You can probably shed a lot more light on that than I can, given that you're a Brewer fan. But I don't really know the true reason that they did that. As I say, when I first heard about it, I assumed it was for health reasons, to stop passing germs throughout a clubhouse. Is there another angle to that?
Look, the only thing I can think of is that they don't want guys to get hurt, smacking five, getting too excited about it. But look, man, I like seeing emotion. I kind of differ with you on this one. I like seeing grown men show us that they can be just like kids, to be honest with you. And
guys, this was a pink eye thing. This was about spreading germs, but it seemed like they were still making contact with each other. So I'm not sure what the big hubbub was about high five specifically.
No, but my point is in general, with what John said about not liking to see high-fiving, you know, on the professional level, whereas, I'll be honest, I find it refreshing. You know, it makes you say these guys are normal, you know, they're not just these guys we put on a pedestal, and I don't know, I think it's refreshing, personally. I like seeing guys get emotional, get excited about doing something that is special at a big moment in time in a game, and you know what, to see his teammates pat him on the back or, you know, high five him, I think it's cool. I think it's special. So I disagree with you on that, John.
Well, you know, it's probably a sign of the changing of the times. But you know, I go back to watching baseball in the 60s, and I see Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and guys like that hit, you know, monstrous home runs. They come around, and the third base coach will shake their hand and maybe pat them on the butt as the runner goes by. The guy will get back to the dugout. You know, he'll probably get some kind of acknowledgement from the guy in the on-deck circle, and certainly from the guys in the dugout. But I don't remember the high five standing out the way that it does now. To me, it's a whole different.
I see where you're coming from, and it's more about showing people up.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I get it, and I'm not in favor of that, but I'm in favor of guys showing emotion and being excited about doing something special on a baseball field or whatever arena it happens to be. Hey, let's jump out to the phones. Let's keep them going, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with Dave in Mesa. A lot of callers were getting... Pardon? Maybe we do or don't have him. I'm not exactly sure, but... Oh, we dropped him. Okay, so if Dave wants to call us back from Mesa, give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Go ahead, Jeff. Fire away for John.
Hey, John, I know you're pretty critical of Jim Harbaugh coaching first base for the A's, and you have to know where I'm going with this. Will Ferrell the other day, 5 games, 10 teams, plays all 9 positions. Your thoughts on this obvious publicity stunt on the part of MLB, HBO, and the new commissioner, Rob Manfred?
Jim Harbaugh times 10. That's the only way I can think of it. One positive that came out of it was that maybe it put a few more bums in the seats, and certainly it was done for a good charity. But other than that, to me, it's a sideshow. I don't think there's a place for it.
Look, I disagree on this again, man. He was doing this for charity. Let's not forget what was going on here. Does Will Ferrell put people's butts in the stands as well? Probably, to be honest with you. I think it was cool. I personally thought it was pretty cool. Didn't he do all those in the same day as well, or no?
Yes, I believe he did.
I mean, so...
I think he played all 9 positions and was a DH for one team, and I guess he was able to do it because he was in Arizona, where, of course, as we've often talked, all the teams are, you know, 30 to 40 minutes away, so it wasn't that hard. But I guess I feel sorry for somebody that might have been looking to get that one last at-bat to become the 25th man on the roster or that relief pitcher.
He was taking at-bats from guys like Mike Trout. He was throwing one pitch. He caught a guy who, you know, he caught for an at-bat where there was an intentional walk. He threw one pitch and a guy laid down a bunt. You know, I think that it didn't steal anything from these, you know, let's face it, meaningless games.
Well, I guess we can agree to differ on that. You know, that's what this show is all about, is opinions.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, I don't like it. I don't dispute the fact that it was for charity. That was one of my lead comments, was the fact that it was for a great cause, and it probably put more fans in the seats, which is what it's all about. But, you know, as you say, if he's taking an at-bat from Mike Trout, well, that's different. If he's taking an at-bat from the guy who's looking to become the sixth infielder and there's 3 other guys battling for the job, I guess I'd be a little bit upset if I was that guy. But, again, I think we come back to professionalism, and I just don't like it. I'm not saying that there isn't a place for it, but I just don't have a good feeling for it. I'm sorry, I can't agree with you on that one.
Look, you're not alone. Paul Goldschmidt didn't necessarily like it either. But again, man, I think you got to look at the big picture here. I think you got to realize that, you know what, spring training is a fun time. You know, you can get really close to the ball players, number one. But you know what, if a guy like Will Ferrell wants to get out there and do something for charity, I'll be honest with you, I'm all about it. I think he's a class act, really, when you think about it. You know, he does a lot of things. I've heard him announce for the Oklahoma City Thunder games when he does the intros for, you know, the guys coming on the floor and stuff like that, the introductions. I think the guy is awesome, personally. I find him funny. I thought it was a cool thing. I really did. I had no issues with it whatsoever. Again, I don't think he was taking away an at-bat or anything along those lines, like you said. I think they probably chose to use a game where they used it pretty strategically, knowing that, look, those potential things that you're saying could come into play, you know, when it gets a little closer to the end of spring training than in the beginning of spring training. And again, we all agree, Will Ferrell is going to put butts in the stands. Will Ferrell is going to be entertaining. And again, that's really what spring training is about, more so than anything. And getting those reps and whatnot, yes, I hear what you're saying, John, but I don't think that they were trying to do an injustice to the game and not show any you know, respect to the game. So on this one, you're right, man. That's the beauty of this whole thing, is we have the ability to agree to disagree. And you know what? Today we've done it more so than normal. But ultimately, man, I love Will Ferrell, and I think Jeff does too. And I found it to be pretty cool, to be honest with you.
Well, the good thing is, it was, as I say, it was for a charity, and I got to give them a lot of marks for the way that they coordinated it, because you know, it, with all those games going on at the same time, can't be easy to do that. Unfortunately, Arizona's the spot to do that. Clearly, you couldn't do that in Florida on the same day. You'd have to do it over a 3 or 4 day period. So, hey, if it was successful and it was well received, you know, okay, maybe I'm in the minority, but it was for a good cause, so let's chalk it up to somebody being supportive of a great charity.
Hey, real quickly before we run, Lou Croy, everything looking good for him in his spring debut, and Loesch named the opening day starter for the Brewers.
Not surprising. You know, Lou Croy, as far as I can see, they've been bringing him along very slowly. The Phillies have been bringing Cruz along slowly as well for similar reasons, so hey, we're getting down to the last couple of weeks now, and as we said before, we're going to be looking at the regulars playing a lot more, so this is the time for those guys to show that they are actually in shape.
John, really appreciate you taking time out as always. Great stuff as always as well. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much. My pleasure, and next week it'll be from Arizona.
Awesome. Can't wait, man. We'll be looking forward to seeing you very soon. John Poulter, our professor of sports. Like he said, he'll be joining us next week live with us in Arizona. Have to get together with John once again, but we'll be back to wrap up this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. So much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. And stick around for another hour right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us. Jeff Rich with me as he always is, each and every week. Again, a lot of things to talk about in the sports world. Not enough time for us to do it. We got another hour coming up here, so keep it close. Fred Wallen will join us in that hour. Some tickets that have already been punched. Got a feel for teams that have those under 500 records when they make a great run, and Hampton is one of those teams. They're in it. Obviously, the Mideastern 16-17 record for them this season, taking away one from somebody else, and you know it happens. It's just the way it is. But you know, another one, maybe this Robert Morris team, the Colonials, they get in with a 19-14 record. Do you feel bad for anybody that doesn't make it, Jeff? I guess that's where I'm going with this. Do you feel bad or
not at all? The field is way too deep for teams that don't make it. They weren't going to win it anyway, so I'm not crying over spilled milk, man.
I think that's a good point. You know what? If you don't make it in the tournament, you most likely weren't going to win it. I think that's a great point. And a lot of these teams, let's be honest, don't have a chance. You know, there's a handful of teams that do have a shot to win it all, and a team like Hampton or whoever, they're not going to win it. We know that. But hey, exciting for them at the same time, man. They get to punch a ticket, and they get to go dancing, and they get to go and play at least another 40 minutes of basketball. So kudos to them. Jeff, we got another hour upon us here, man. Fred Wallen's going to join us, and I look forward to seeing what's on his mind about these conference tournaments and see what he thinks about his UCLA Bruins now. But keep it close. Another hour to come. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, and like I said, Fred Wallen going to join us too. So keep it close. A lot going on in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.